So this IPSA conference, this is actually my second time here. I was in San Diego 2 years ago at the conference as a scholarship winner. And this has just been the most amazing experience, and I cannot thank IPSA enough for allowing me to be here. But something that I continue to learn from all the individuals is really how to network. This conference sets us up to be able to talk to so many individuals, and even though I have a job after college, this is an organization that I want to stick with and continue to give my time and effort to. And the individuals that I meet here really have shown their passion for ag, and that's something that I want to have as I continue down the road. So the passion for agriculture and being able to network with so many individuals is something that I've looked forward to and continue to look forward to coming up in the next day. My name is Cassie Kimpling, and I'm from Flanagan, Illinois. I currently go to the University of Illinois studying agricultural leadership education, and I'm a senior there this year, so I'll graduate in May. So actually, I took a full-time position with Corteva AgriScience. I'm going to be a crop protection sales rep in Central Illinois after graduation, so I'm very excited to graduate and start my training and my role with them. I was born into agriculture. My dad is a production agriculturalist. We have corn and soybeans on my farm at home. My mom actually sold chemicals right out of college, so that's kind of how I got directed into the sales route and my passion for sales. So growing up, I was heavily involved. I'd go ride with my dad and my grandpa in the tractor at the farm. My grandparents actually, on my dad's side, are also involved in agriculture. And then on my mom's side, they own a greenhouse. So I got involved in FFA, and I actually started my own record book project selling different fall decoration items, so mums and pumpkins. And that's kind of where my love for sales came in. And the University of Illinois is a family tradition. Both my parents went there, my aunts and uncles, my cousins. So that was an easy choice for me. But the Ag Leadership Program there is just amazing. It's business, communications, kind of all combined, and it really teaches you those real world skills that you need to be successful. Yeah, so at a young age, I was really involved in my church at home, and we always had a community sale in the spring, and I loved helping out the customers, whether it was just taking the plants to their vehicles or telling them a little bit about the products. So when I got into high school, I was very involved in the FFA, and during the FFA, we had to have an agricultural experience. So I started mine. I loved plants, I loved flowers, and I had a lot of time. I was a four-sport athlete in high school, so kind of I had time in the fall that I could start this record book project. So I thought, why not combine my love for sales and plants and do a fall decoration project? So I contacted my grandparents' greenhouse, and I also contacted a local pumpkin grower, and I bought those products wholesale and then sold them at some different markets and my own project. So at the University of Illinois, I've always been very passionate about dance. I started dancing when I was 3 years old, and through high school, I was on my high school dance team. So when I got to the University of Illinois, that was a passion that I didn't want to give up. So I joined a dance team at school, and I get to perform at some of the basketball games, volleyball games, different things like that. And it's just a great group of girls that I've been able to connect with and share my passions with. It's a lot of different kinds of dance. We do anything from jazz, contemporary, hip-hop, lyrical, all different styles. There's even some girls on our team that tap, and the dance team allows us to choreograph our own styles. So I'm currently choreographing for our upcoming show.